Welcome to The Vampire Squid, a podcast about increasing transparency and education in finance. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of The Vampire Squid. This is your host, Alan Lee, and welcome to episode 17. Today, we're going to be talking about banking versus consulting. I know that I've gotten quite a few emails from you guys asking me about the differences between the two, why I chose one over the other. So I thought that it could be helpful to do this episode so that everyone can hear some of my thought processes and my thoughts on the differences between banking and consulting. As always, if you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions, please feel free to visit my website, thevampiresquid.com, and you can contact me on the contact tab. Also, please go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thevampiresquid. Also, I just launched a Patreon page about a week or so ago, and what Patreon is basically a platform where if you guys are so willing, could choose to pledge a certain amount of money per month to support the podcast and keep it going. You can find this on my website. There's a direct link to my Patreon page, and I've already gotten some awesome support from you guys and have raised quite a bit of money already. So thank you guys so much in advance for pledging for this podcast. I'm very, very grateful that you guys are very supportive of the podcast and, you know, want to hear more episodes. Okay, let's move on to the episode for today. So for today's episode, I think we'll structure it. We'll talk about, from the very beginning, some of the recruiting. We'll talk about the lifestyle, the actual work, the exit opportunities, and, you know, some of my decisions and why I chose one over the other. So from a recruiting perspective, I think that, you know, every business economics type major makes this type of decision between banking versus consulting at some point in their career or before they go into their recruiting season. And it makes sense because both fields are fairly analytical. You get a lot of exposure to Fortune 500 CEOs and senior level management. Actually, a couple of the few industries out there that you can get such quick exposure straight out of college. So I remember when I was going through the recruiting process, the banking recruiting happened before the consulting recruiting. So what a lot of people did was they recruited for both, and they did the banking first. And if they didn't get the firm that they wanted, they would also do consulting to see if they could get maybe a consulting firm. Because, you know, overall, at the end of the day, I think there's quite a bit of overlap between the two industries. There are some major differences, but a lot of the skills that you learn and the exit opportunities, there is a bit of overlap. So the advice that I would give for the recruiting process is, if you're about to decide between a banking versus consulting firm, my advice to you would be to go with the best firm in the respective industry. What I mean by that is, if you say you get a tier one consulting firm offer versus a tier two or tier three banking offer, I would suggest that you go with the consulting offer. The reason I say this is because usually after you finish your career at the consulting or the banking firm, you know, you usually go to an exit opportunity, and being at a higher tier firm will give you a much better advantage in terms of recruiting again after you finish your career at the banking or consulting firm. Basically, you want to go to the best firm that you can possible, and you know, surround yourself with the best people that you can. So the advice that was given to me when I was recruiting was go to the best firm that you can possible, whether that be in banking versus consulting. And obviously, if you know you want to do one or the other, this advice doesn't apply to you. But if you are deciding between one or the other and, you know, still can't make the decision even if after you have some of the offers, my advice to you would be to go to the higher tier firm, per se. So for lifestyle in terms of banking versus consulting, generally consulting is less hours than banking. You'll probably work 60 to 80 hours, I would say, in consulting. And then for banking, you know, we've talked about this quite extensively, but 80 to 100 hours plus in banking. For consulting, you also travel a lot more, but what people do, I think, is they travel early Monday morning and then they fly back on a Thursday night. So during the week when they're on their projects, for 4 days out of the week, they're gone. And then they fly back to their host destination on that Friday. And, you know, a lot of people think, wow, it's so cool. I get to travel to all these locations. It's a lot of fun. It is fun. It is fun to travel and to go to new places. But one caveat is just keep in mind, traveling for work and traveling for fun are polar opposites. A lot of the times when I was traveling, I didn't necessarily leave my hotel room or the client site. And I've heard that to be a common theme with consultants a lot, where they didn't necessarily even get to explore or see the city. It was more just, you know, doing work at the hotel or at the work at the client site. You know, that being said, consultants also get a cool perk of basically if your flight ticket to another destination is the same or cheaper than your flight back home, you can go wherever you want. So for example, if I was flying from New York and my client site was in Georgia, instead of coming back to New York, I could fly to maybe Texas, or I can fly to Michigan for the weekend, which I think is pretty cool. I've never had that experience, but my consultant friends tell me that that's a pretty unique perk of consulting. Another thing that's pretty interesting is when you're in between projects in consulting, it's a term that is called you're on the beach. And when they say you're on the beach, it just means that you just finished one project and you haven't been staffed on another one, because in consulting, you work on one project at a time. And it seems really cool to be on the beach, because for my friends that were on the beach when they were working consulting, they were literally going to the beach or at home playing video games, or, you know, doing something completely outside the office, which is it's just kind of unheard of for banking. You're technically always there, even if you're not busy. But that's a pretty unique thing, I think, to consulting as well, being on the beach, where you literally don't have to go in the office and are in the process of waiting for another staffing. Also, the final thing that I want to talk about for consulting is the perk of going to business school and getting that paid for. So this is very cool, but I want to note some caveats and just make sure that you guys have the full information, because I was a little bit surprised to hear this. You know, when I was telling my consultant friends, it's so cool that you guys get business school paid for. But what happens is, first, the consulting firm only covers the tuition of business school, and a lot of your other costs, your housing, your travel, your having fun costs, obviously aren't covered. Outside of that, you have to come back to the same consulting firm and work for them for at least another 2 years. And I think most people know, you know, what I just said. But the caveat is, you have to pay for your business school tuition up front, and they pay you half of your tuition after you complete your first year working at that same consulting firm when you get back. And then they pay you the second half after you finish the 2 years at that same consulting firm. So you do lose a little bit of time value. You have to pay for things up front, and they pay you later on after you finish your 2 years back at the consulting firm. But that's something that I wanted to make clear so that everyone knows, because usually when people, you know, want to go to business school, either they want to go through a career change or they at least want to change to a different firm. But these are some of the things that I think you should be aware of as you go into recruiting for the consulting firms, that you should be aware about. So now let's talk about the actual work that you do in banking versus consulting. So, I mean, in banking, we've covered a lot of this already in the previous episode, so I won't dive too deeply into any of the banking topics. But for consulting, you're working on one deal at a time, which is pretty neat, because you can actually focus your efforts on one company, one project, instead of having three or four things going on at the same time. I would say that a lot of the work that you do is similar in terms of the tools that you use. Everyone uses a lot of Excel, a lot of PowerPoint. The difference is, in banking, you do a lot more financial modeling, and the presentations are just a byproduct of your analysis for certain products that you're pitching. So if you're pitching an M&A transaction or an IPO or debt financing. But in consulting, it's more focused on the operations of a company. So there's a lot of data analysis, not necessarily a lot of modeling per se. So a lot of data analysis and charts showing things like total addressable market, penetration rates, these things are more focused on the operations of the business, while in banking, you're more focused on certain products and execution like IPOs, M&As, consulting, you're focused more on problems that the business has. Maybe they want to expand into a new geography, or they want to discontinue a certain line of products, or they want to increase morale in the company. These are the types of problems that you're solving in consulting, while in banking, you're doing more of the products that I just mentioned. But overall, I would say that, you know, there is quite a bit of overlap in the work, especially the tools that you use. But the main difference is banking is more heavy set on the financial modeling. Consulting is more heavy set on the operational side. Okay, so for exit opportunities after banking and consulting, we've already discussed the banking ones. But for consulting, it can be fairly similar to what you have outside of banking. I would say that for consultants, the people that exit after their 2 or 3 years, the majority go to a Fortune 500 company, startups, a private equity firm, or they start their own business. And I would say in terms of breakdown, it's in that order. Most people go to Fortune 500, and then the least people actually start their own business. And this makes sense because, as previously mentioned, consultants focus a lot on the operations of the business, solving business problems, thinking through strategy, thinking through launching new business products or going to different geographies. So they're already trained in the sort of mindset to be able to do very well at a, you know, large Fortune 500 company or even at a an early stage company like a startup. But there's also consultants that go into private equity, and some private equity firms really like consultants, actually. There's a few private equity firms out there that are notable for hiring consultants because they, you know, they have their bankers, but then they also want consultants to provide that different perspective of thought and ability to do diligence. So it's not everyone is just very progressive at financial modeling, but some of the consultants, you know, if they have the modeling skills, they can think about it from a different angle, which some of the private equity firms like. And finally, I think for the people that start their own firms or start their own companies, they have, you know, quite great training having done consulting, because a lot of the problems that or challenges that they'll face starting their own company, they probably have some experience working through that while at X consultant firm. So I'd say if you're interested in your exit opportunities and you really want to go to a finance field, a private equity firm, or a hedge fund, I would still recommend going to banking. If you're more into the operational side, if you're more into working for a company or starting your own business, then I would recommend going to consulting. Obviously, there is overlap between the two. There's bankers that start their own companies. There's consultants that go into hedge funds. But I'm speaking from a majority standpoint. Bankers usually go into financial firms. Consultants usually go into companies. So people also ask me, you know, why I chose banking over consulting. So for me, I was a business major and I wanted a tangible skill set, and I found that in finance. I wanted to have a skill set that I could point to that was tangible and a hard skill set. So that ultimately ended up being finance for me. And I really wanted to be able to understand and digest a company's financials, because I think ultimately, you know, everything boils down to the financials. Should we launch this product? You know, does it give us extra revenue in this area? Should we buy this business? Do our combined pro forma financials look okay? Are they accretive or are they dilutive? You know, that being said, as I've developed this financial skill set over the last couple years, now I'm actually a little bit more interested in the operations of the business. I'm interested in understanding how a lot of business decisions are made and the pros and cons, the process of making those decisions. So I hopefully, you know, I'm finding that in private equity, since it dives a little bit deeper into the company's operations than you would find necessarily in an investment banking environment. But I think that both fields are, you know, great for students that want to develop a lot of analytical skills and exposure to working with large Fortune 500 companies and working with their senior level management, thinking through some of the business problems that the largest companies in the world think about. This is quite interesting and quite attractive to a lot of students coming out of college, which, you know, is the reason why a lot of students want to go into these fields. And it's also a great way to sort of delay, you know, making the decision of what you want to do, because coming out of college, 90% of people probably don't know what they want to do for the rest of their lives. You want to develop skill sets that can be applicable to most fields, and banking and consulting are, I think, two of the industries where it provides that flexibility in terms of deciding whatever you want to do down the line. So hopefully that was helpful in your guys' decision between banking versus consulting, or to provide a little bit more perspective about the differences and similarities between the two industries. But you know, if you guys still aren't decided, you can recruit for both. And my recommendation is just to go to the better firm in whichever industry that is banking or consulting, in whichever one that you can get. So I have some very exciting episodes coming up for you guys. We'll be doing a venture capital episode shortly with a pretty esteemed guest. So I hope that you guys stay tuned and that you guys enjoy the rest of your week. As always, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please feel free to visit my website, thevampiresquid.com. You can always email me personally at Alan, A-L-A-N, at thevampiresquid.com. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/thevampiresquid. And if you're interested in helping support The Vampire Squid, please visit my Patreon page, and I'll start posting links to that in my show notes, and it's on my website as well. So thank you all again, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.